This is Sandy Wyman, and I'm convening the KPFT local station board on this Wednesday, May 11th at 7.02 p.m. We have more members coming in, but Mr. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Teresa Allen. David Britton.
Here.
Okay. Lillian Kerr. Lillian? Adriana Katzen?
Lillian? An excused absence.
Okay. Adriana Casanade? Adriana? Henry Foyce?
Yeah, here.
Thank you. Robert Gardner? Robert?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Lillian, I'll write you down. Robert, I'll come back to you. Patrick Hoyt? Patrick? Wally James?
Wally's here. And sorry about that. It was a different meeting. She wanted an excused absence, too.
Oh, okay. She did one and one or does not?
Not for tonight. She's there.
Oh,
no,
she's
it was
here.
The,
okay.
The meeting on Saturday. I got him confused.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, and I checked her in. Okay. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
All right. Marianne here. Martinez. Henry, did I mispronounce your name?
It's pronounced spouse. Kind of rhymes spouse. With joust.
Okay. Well, my dyslexia has a hell of a time with all these names anyway.
that's fine.
I'm working on it. Marianne, are you around? Sean Kelly McPherson?
Here.
Okay. Sister Mama Sonia? Sister Mama Sonia. Frank Pratka.
Here.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi. Nancy.
Present.
Okay, got you. Thank you. Jane Chidler.
Here.
Thank you. Deb Shapto. Deb, are you here? William Stone. William, we'll be back to you. Christanda Thibodeau.
Present.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard Uzel is mostly here. Sandy Wineman.
Is present.
Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Thank you. Venetia Williams. 52. I'm only going to ask you once, not 52 times.
I saw her come on the meeting.
Yeah, she is. She's cool. Egberto Willis.
I said present. I'm sorry.
I'm here.
There you are. Egberto's here. Okay. Susan Young.
Here.
Okay. We got a few people missing, but you've got a quorum, so we could start.
Excuse me, can you note that Lillian Kerr is present?
I got you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And we our got chair, request for information.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, chair, I'm sorry.
Go, Nancy. What's your request?
Yes, I did not hear. Did Egberto answer he was present or?
Yes, I did answer. I'm present.
Oh, good. Okay, now I hear you. Thank you.
Got to enunciate, Egberto, please.
Porque la última, la próxima vez lo voy a decir en español. Está bien.
That's what
okay,
I'm talking about.
We got a quorum. We can start. We can start this little thing, and I'll fill in anybody that gets in later.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Did I hear any excused absences? I don't think I did. Just Lillian Kerr, but she's here. So we're down to agenda approval. I circulated this agenda by email a couple of days ago. The agenda that's posted at KPFTX on the calendar, since I was inside, I don't know what happened, but I couldn't change it. My apologies. The only difference between the two is that the original agenda had a motion to censure Member Weiskel, and it's been removed. So everything else remains intact. Do I hear a motion to accept the agenda as posted?
This is Teresa Allen.
I mean, I'd like to accept the agenda.
Thank you. Hang on, Teresa. It's been moved. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Who made the motion move it?
Who is that?
Egberto.
Egberto. Egberto. Thank you,
okay.
Egberto.
That's you. Thank you.
Yes. Are there any
request for information?
What's your request, Ted? Thank you.
I would like to know if this is a debatable motion.
Ted, I was just going to ask if there were any objections, but you jumped in. So are there any objections to the motion, to the agenda as posted? It's been moved and seconded.
I object. Is this a debatable motion?
Please state your objection, Ted.
I submitted a motion regarding training, having to do with race relations this afternoon. I also posted another motion that is not included in the agenda for tonight's meeting, having to do with a town hall meeting. I would like those, like everything else, to be added to the agenda.
Okay, I can't speak as to your request for the town hall meeting, but I did see the other motion. I figured when we got to this point, you would raise it and we could add it since it was inside the 48-hour period. So we can, Ted, if you would read that first motion, that the one that you sent, what, a day ago, please.
I don't have it at my fingertips. If you
then, why are you asking about it?
Point of order.
Wait. Stop. Everybody, please. No back and forth. Ted has the floor. Thank you. Ted, go ahead.
My point of order is that I do not think that someone shouting out and criticizing.
All right, Ted, we understand your point. Okay. Everybody be civil. We all take things differently when we hear them. And Ted, I wish you did have that in front of you. What I suggest is we defer that until next month and take a look at it, since you don't have it handy.
I will have it handy in 5 minutes. Can we just go ahead?
We're on the point of agenda approval. It's been moved and seconded. You objected. We're asking you for this now. Okay. So if you have it, great. Send it. If you don't, let's move on and do this next month. We've got a lot to do tonight, which I'm hoping, by the way, will be a shorter meeting than we usually have, because we're going to be meeting again tomorrow. We'll talk about that later. So, Ted, if you would be so kind, just hold the thought, and next month we'll take it up. Is that agreeable? No, he's moving the keyboard with his eyes. This has been moved and seconded. If there's no further discussion, if you would call the roll.
A chair?
Yes, Nancy.
Yeah, I just sent it to everybody.
What did you send?
I'm looking, Nancy. I don't see anything here.
I have it as well. Thank you, Nancy. What is it?
something in the form of an email, which is Ted's motion that he'd like to add. So if I can find it, I'll read it.
Thank you.
Have anything? I've never seen it.
I don't have it on my email yet. Nancy, if you have it, can you read that motion, please? Nancy.
Sorry, I was muted.
Richard, Sister Monastery has joined our call.
Teresa, yes. Allen from staff.
Oh, hang on. Okay. Nancy, please read the motion.
Okay. Motion to commit to non-discriminatory study. I move that through the KPFT LSB, we make a commitment to study and develop a non-discriminatory platform for the KPFT community in order to institute processes and policies that further the organization's mission to create space for diversity, inclusiveness, fairness, and equity.
Point of information.
Which point, please? Point of information.
The Committee of Inclusion meets on Friday the 20th. Isn't that what the Committee of Inclusion does?
It would seem to be so, Teresa, but that's obvious. And this kind
of information.
Yes, Ted, what's your point?
May I explain what I think the,
hold on, Ted, that's called, hold on. You get the chance to motivate all this. You can explain it then. Explain away the difference, in your eyes. Okay.
Well, I don't think Teresa Allen's interpretation is accurate.
All right. Well, no back and forth, please. What this will require to add to the agenda tonight is a 2/3 vote of the present quorum. So Ted, motivate your motion as to why we should consider doing what you're asking. Please.
There are plenty of people in the Pacifica community that would, by learning about things they do, that I do, that we do, that are contrary to the purpose of the Pacifica Foundation, contrary to proper ethics in our society today, people an opportunity to assess where they are at and to see what changes they might make, and of course the things that they are doing that encourage good quote unquote race relations in our society. Sooner is better than later. It's long overdue.
Does anybody else want to speak to the motion?
Yes.
Master of the stack.
Yes.
Hold on. Let me start a stack. Sister Mama Sonia, please go ahead, and then Bob.
Okay. I always like to start off with, when I'm dealing with these type of issues, my country, tears of we, sweet land of bigotry, of thee we sing. Land where my father, mother, brother, sisters died. Land of the pilgrim's false pride. From every mountainside will freedom ever ring. I think we need a commitment to study and develop a non-discriminatory platform for KPFT in order to institute processes and policies that further the organization's mission to create a space, a safe space, a healthy space for diversity, inclusiveness, fairness, and equity. This will probably include programmers. How do we do it? We need to have a study to make sure that we're looking at what is really going on. Burying our heads in the sand and saying there's no racism in KPFT, that's not going to help anything. The study should be facilitated and should include the following. Number one, owning up to there is systemic racism in KPFT. Number two, what anti-racism on a board would look like. Workshop training can help. Workshop training that fails, i.e. compulsory training, could actually activate bias among board members who already resent being told what to do, and creating an agreement with all people at the table.
45 seconds.
I think it's important that, yes, we need this to keep KPFT where it should be in the community. Ashe, ashe.
Very passionate. Thank you. Was that Bob Gardner? Did you want to say something? And Lily, I see your hand as well.
I was on the stack.
Who was that?
Mac.
Matt.
Mac.
Mac. Okay, thank you.
You're Mac, a friend of mine.
Thank you. Lillian, go ahead. Lillian Kerr.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to unmute. I wanted just to restate the Pacifica mission and goals, which is very clearly stated at the website. And I'm assuming that everybody, all my committee colleagues on this board support the mission and goals of Pacifica Radio. Otherwise, we wouldn't be giving our valuable time and energy to this board. And so I don't think to have to, it seems to be superfluous to include another piece.
I figured that in the very beginning.
No, Bob Gardner, please mute.
Is somebody talking?
Gardner, hang on. Sorry. All right. Go ahead.
Who should go ahead?
Lillian, please go ahead. Sorry for the interruption. Yeah.
I was just in the middle of stating I'm revisiting the mission and goals that are clearly stated at the Pacifica website, and we all agree to these goals and the mission of Pacifica. Otherwise, we wouldn't be involved in this program and this outreach. And one of the goals, it's clearly stated, is to contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and individuals of all nations, races, creed, and color. So it seems to be that the motion that is being considered is superfluous to the mission of Pacifica.
Thank you, Lillian. Mac, you've got your hand up.
Pretend to recognize racism everywhere I see it. But echoing everything that Ms. Kerr just said, it seems to me that we have a committee of inclusion, which by definition, I think, covers the particular area which the motion raises. And it may be that the committee of inclusion is where this particular motion might best be raised. I mean, if we fall short of our mission, well, shame on us. All we can do is try, and try again. But we have an entire committee specifically constituted to address the very issue that the motion raises. So the motion is duplicative of what presumably we're already doing. Get back my time.
Thank you, Mac. Okay. So anybody else wants to talk to this? I'd like to see a vote on it. All we're doing is talking about adding a motion to the agenda. And it's something, again, that can
Teresa
be crafted and brought up. Yes, Teresa, go ahead. You are the staff.
I call the question.
The question's been called. We need to call the roll. Richard, if you will, please. It's a two-thirds vote to cut off debate.
Is there any objection?
Please
There's
call
no
the
objection.
Roll. Please call the
There's
roll.
There's no objection.
We don't need to call the roll if there's no objection.
Yes, there's no objection, Richard. Please call the roll.
What is this for? For the actual motion?
No, this is to call the question.
You don't need to call the roll if there's
Well,
no
that's
objection.
True. There's no objection. Thank you. Thank you, Nisi, for reminding me. Wake up. Okay. So if you would call the roll, this is a vote to add this motion to the agenda this evening under new business, Roman numeral number 2. And we'll go from there. A majority is a two-thirds vote is required to add to the agenda. Since this is within 48 hours, please. Thank you. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Allen says no.
No. Britton.
No.
No. Kerr.
No.
No. Castaneva.
I'm sorry, I just,
just join. I don't know what you are voting. I don't know. Sorry. I just joined the meeting.
Okay. Foyce, did I get that right? Foyce?
It's Faust.
Faust. Okay, Faust.
Faust says no.
No. Gardner?
I will vote, but I have a point of order first.
We're in the middle of a vote.
I know.
I'm not recognizing your point of order. Please cast your vote.
Huh?
Go ahead. What's your point of order, please, sir?
That's it. Has roll call been called?
Yes.
We're doing it.
Okay, then I vote yes.
Thank you.
That's all.
Hoyt. James?
No.
No. Lewis?
No.
No. Martinez?
No.
No. McPherson?
No.
No. Mama Sonia? You cut out.
Yeah. Can you hear me? I'm driving. Yeah.
Yes, I got you. Yes.
Yeah.
Got sure. you.
Sure.
Fradka?
No.
No. Sabara Naratomi? Nancy? Nancy, you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. Yes, because it's the fault of
yes,
the chair.
Yes, okay, thank you. That's enough. That's enough. That is enough. That is enough.
We don't vote on that.
Nancy, you're out of order, please. We're in the middle of a vote, please. Go ahead, Richard.
Scheidler.
You made a mistake, Sandy.
Scheidler.
Yes.
Yes. Shafto. Stone. Thibodeau?
No.
No. Uzel, no. Weinman?
Abstains.
Abstain. Weiskel?
Yes.
Yes. Williams?
No.
No. Willis?
Yes.
Yes. Young?
No.
No.
I'm sorry, may I ask what is the vote about? I'm sorry, but.
Adriana, it would really help if you could get the Committee of Inclusion called. This pertains to that subject matter. Ted was trying to add a
yes,
vote.
Yes, sir. I have, and I have posted already.
Okay. Thank you. That's good information for everybody when we get to the report.
Can you tell me what is this vote about?
Yes, we will do that. Thank you.
Adding a motion to the agenda. The vote was 6-4, 13 against, and 1 abstention.
So the motion, we're not going to consider that motion this evening. Ted, I really hope that you'll bring this to the Committee of Inclusion, as Adriana has apparently issued a date for the first meeting.
Request for information.
Yes, Ted, go ahead.
Do I have permission of the chair to explain what I understand the Committee of Inclusion to be and why this is not
Ted, that's
appropriate
not in order.
For that no, committee?
Ted, I'm sorry. It's not in order. So not at this point. Okay? Thank you. Are there any other exceptions to the agenda as it's posted?
Yes.
Go ahead, Ted.
I submitted to the body a motion to receive approval for a town hall meeting either in June or July. I don't know why it's not on the agenda.
If I had seen it, I would have added it. My apologies.
Well, can
I read your motion, please, Ted?
I'm doing this off the top of my head, but I wrote it, and it is that we have a town hall meeting at the McGovern Stella Link Library meeting room during the latter part of June or the first part of July, depending upon the availability and the ability of Dr. Franklin to get PSAs on the air in an adequate amount of time. That is my motion.
Okay. So what you're saying is you'd like to have the LSB conduct a town hall by the end of July.
Well, I am.
This location that you've picked out for everybody. Is that the gist of it?
There is the point that it's required in our bylaws.
I understand that, Ted. I'm asking you, is that your motion?
Yes.
Ted moves it. Okay. Is everybody clear on what Ted is asking? He wants us, the LSB, to call a town hall at this address that he's located and hold this town hall by the end of July. That's what he's moving. Do I hear a second to that motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Lillian.
I put Ted's motion in the chat. Everybody should be able to see it.
Thank you for doing that. I'm trying to multitask and I'm not reading the chat. So Lillian took care of that. So is there any objection to adding that to the agenda under new business tonight?
Yes.
Who is that speaking up?
This is Nancy.
Richard.
Richard, thank you.
Okay.
Nancy. Hang on, Nancy, hold on. Richard, state your objection.
Okay, I think we already have an agreement with the CAD set up our town hall meetings, and we just had one, and they're still working on the results of that. And I think, it's amazing to me. This is maybe a personal privilege or something to say this, but it's amazing to me that it's like Ted just sits around thinking up motions that we can add to this.
Richard,
and
please.
We don't need
point
that.
Of order.
We already have. Richard. Okay, take that away. I didn't say a word about Ted, but we already have processes to do some of these things, and all of this is doing is wasting our time. Thank you.
Point of order.
Ted, please, no more.
No, point of order!
Yeah, my point of order is don't raise your voice because you're out of order. Are there any, there's been an objection to this. This will require...
I appeal from the decision of the chair.
What decision would that be, Ted?
That I am not allowed to make a point of order when I have been fully attacked.
For Pete's sake, make your point of order quickly.
My point of order is that there is no oleoxin free in these meetings. When people make personal attacks, they...
All right, Ted, thank you. All right, Ted, thank you.
Point of order.
Wait, everybody.
Are we in discussion?
Everybody stop. No, we're not in discussion. There's a motion on the floor to add the requirement. Excuse me. There's a motion on the floor to add the requirement for us, the LSB, to do a town hall meeting by the end of July. Would you please call the roll, Mr. Secretary? Again, a two-thirds vote.
Well, I was going to check, Sandy.
Please call the roll, Richard. We got really important things tonight, folks.
Teresa Allen. Allen?
Nancy was on the deck.
We're doing a roll call right now.
I'm sorry, Mr.
No, but I was on the stack before we started the roll call vote.
Stop. Everybody, please, no back and forth. I've asked Richard to call the roll, but I'm going to give you... Hold on, Teresa. Nancy, make it 1 minute, no more, please, quickly. We're in the middle of a vote. Not good.
I don't need 1 minute. The bylaw says that the LSB should have and organize a town hall meeting. If the CAB wants to do it, that's wonderful. But we don't have an agreement that only the CAB can do it, because that would be a violation of the bylaws. And Ted sent this in on May 5th. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I speak to that?
No. Please, folks. Put the hand down, Teresa. Listen, there's a motion on the floor. I'm asking, but all we're doing
Sandy,
tonight. Wait, wait, we're not debating who's doing what.
I'm not debating anything. Can I just correct the motion, please?
I know. Hang on.
That's all I want to do right now.
Yeah. Look, all we have to do, folks, we can consider this next month. It came in late, so it's a 2/3 vote to add it. That's what we're voting on. Not the merits of what we should be doing or the CAB should be doing. All we're doing is we're setting up maybe for next month to have this discussion, or if it's the will of the body tonight, the will of the body will be expressed by a 2/3 affirmative vote. Richard, call the roll.
Allen
says no.
No. Britton?
No.
No. Care?
No.
No. Casanave?
Yes.
Yes. Faust?
No.
No. Gartner?
Yes.
Yes. Hoyt? James?
Yeah. No.
No. Lewis?
No.
No. Martinez?
No.
No. McPherson?
No.
No. Mama Sonia?
Yes.
Yes. Pradka?
No.
No. Sabarnar Tomi?
Yes.
Yes. Shadler?
No.
Shadler? No, okay.
No.
Gotcha. Shafto?
No.
Are you there, Deb? Okay. Thank you. Stone, are you there? Thibodeau?
No.
No.
Yeah, that's a no.
That's what I'm writing down, the no, is that right?
That's correct, Richard, no.
That is okay. Correct, Richard, it's a no. No.
Thank you. And Richard is a no also. Weinman?
Abstains.
Abstain. Weiskel?
Yes.
Yes. Williams?
No.
No. Willis?
No.
No. Young?
No.
No. Okay, the vote was 5-16-1. 5 yes, 16 no, 1 abstention.
So the motion fails. We will not consider this tonight, but again, Ted, you can bring this to your committee, or we can try to put this on before the limitation of time. And if you sent it early, I'm sorry for not seeing it, but we're considering it now. And this is beyond, again, that 48-hour limit. My apologies if I missed that. If there are no other objections, are there any other objections to the agenda as posted? Hearing none, we'll work with this agenda tonight. Thank you. That's a difficult process. Thanks, everybody, for being calm. Staff recognition. Anybody want to say anything nice about the people that are doing the work for us?
You all are rock stars. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Here.
Yeah, I want to point out that once again, Robin's doing a stellar job with the fund drive with communication to programmers. So thank you.
Good.
Teresa, you have your hand up.
I want to thank Augie Gaona. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, for his support at the international, the Art Car Parade. And all of those people that helped with the Art Car Parade, and also for their support, including Susan Darrow, who are working even this evening for A Night for Guy, which is a fundraiser for KPFT at Rice University. the music of Guy Clark performed by a variety of artists there in the Dunstan Recital Hall. It sounds very exciting. And I also want to thank Dwayne Bradley and Susan Darrow and many other people who are working on the celebration of life of Larry Winters, which will happen this coming Sunday from 2 to 7 p.m. at the Continental Club at 3700 South Main. I think it's, those are two very exciting events with our KPFT people, giving them a chance to meet each other and just really have a good time bonding, I guess you might say. So a lot of work has been put into that, including from Robin Lewis. So thanks to everyone for that.
Thank you, Teresa. Anybody else?
Nancy on staff.
Go ahead, Nancy. It's staff recognition.
Yes. I'd like to thank Dr. Franklin and Howard Reynolds, our engineer. At the end of Democracy Now!, sometimes Amy goes over time. And in the past, it was like we'd cut off like 2 minutes before the hour. So we would not hear whatever was said. And I would have to listen online to hear the end of Democracy Now!. But I don't know who's doing it or how, but I want to thank Dr. Franklin and Howard Reynolds for playing exactly everything that's on Democracy Now! To the end, even when Amy goes over and then goes right into the next show without the cards. Because we know these cards. We hear them all the time if you're listening to the radio. So it's nice that this is happening. And also, I'm glad that the programming has decreased the AAA music that was so drastically increased of June of last year, and put a little more added, Code Pink, a lot of three indigenous shows, a lot of new shows. Another one, I forgot the name of it. And I have so many new ones, but
Nancy, thank you.
I like it. I like it very much. And I like that the listening from the Nielsen's improved. March over February, and I'm looking forward to see what April will be. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're at a point here where I'd like to turn the floor over to Dr. Franklin so he can deliver his report. We'll
request,
get to the task force.
Request for information.
What's your request, Ted?
We just approved the agenda. I thought the next item on our approved agenda is the approval of the minutes. Am I mistaken?
No, but I want Dr. Franklin to do his thing, and if it's okay with everybody, I want to do that after the public comment.
No objection.
Just to keep
I have an objection. Going. You just approved an agenda. Ted. Why didn't you tell us you wanted to change it then?
Well, Ted, I wasn't counting on you sucking up 30 minutes with motions that you were adding at the last minute, so, you know, stuff happens. Just, Dr. Franklin, please.
Chair.
That is not fair.
Okay, since there's so much protest at my doorstep here, let's approve the minutes. And we'll just have to split things into two around Dr. Franklin with public comments since it's time certain.
I move for approval of the minutes. Let's get it done.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any objections?
Objection.
Of course. What's your objection, Ted? Your objection, Ted? Please state that.
The first one is that it says Scheidler called P of O. Does anybody on this body know what P of O means?
I do.
It means a pot of oil.
I think we all know what it means.
Point of order, Ted. I think we all know. Yeah.
Go ahead. Our minutes are supposed to be understood not only by the members of this body, but also by people reading it.
Okay. What are your other objections, Ted? Please sum them up, please, quickly.
We can vote on them and get past them.
Throughout all of this document, it says that audios of the report, nothing written, is available at kpftx.org. Well, there are no It's not broken down. For instance, it says audio of the staff recognition will be available at kpftx.org. That is a part of the meeting, and someone who wants to know what was said regarding any of these things has to listen to the entire recording of the meeting. The GM report is listed as audio report will be available at kpftx.org. Again, it's in the entire
orders of the meeting. Day.
Yes. Ted, you've made your point with several examples. What else, Ted?
The outreach committee report says that Captain Tom Harper gave a report. No information of what was in it. How do we know what's going on if our secretary doesn't include the substance of what is transpiring during these meetings?
Okay. We've heard Ted's objections. Can we handle these as a group, Ted, so that we correct everything you've said? Or do we have to make three separate votes?
Well, we need to have a separate vote on the minutes of our meeting of the month of April, as well as...
Chair, this is Richard. You have a motion
minutes have not been approved either.
You have a motion on the table. We need
yes,
to...
Yes, thank you, Richard. Your point is well received. So we're gonna go ahead and vote. So what we're voting on is making the corrections to the minutes that Ted has laid out for us.
Those aren't corrections. That's just a typo.
Go ahead, Richard. What would it be?
I'm not going to put a title on it. Those aren't objections. I mean, no, we have a motion on the floor.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I believe that the motion that we have on the floor is to approve the minutes.
Correct.
Ted has come on with a whole thing, bunch of things he disagrees with, but
correct.
No motion to amend. I suggest we go forward and take a vote on approving the minutes.
Mr. Chair, this is Ileana. Should
yes,
we raise a hand or just yell?
Well, you're doing, since you're doing both. Since you're doing both, Adriana, what's up? Go ahead, Adriana.
I can see Teresa Allen hand up before me and then mine.
Okay. Go ahead, Adriana, please. I've recognized you. State your point.
Okay. My point is, please remember that this is in Zoom and refrain yourselves for acting like, you know, rolling your eyes, covering your face, making gestures as other people talk. I think that this is disrespectful, and I hope that you stop that behavior.
Thank you. Who else? Teresa, you said you had your hand up, please. No?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. If you would lower your hand when you're done speaking, Adriana, I'm going to do that for you here, but everybody try to do that. Ted, you've spoken on this already. I think we've heard from you. What else do you have to say? Last chance here, please. We're going to vote.
At the bottom of the first page of the April 13th minutes, it says under minutes approval, no minutes ready at this time. In other words, the minutes of the March meeting were not available, and we have not approved them. So are we going to not have those minutes at this time? Are we going to ever get the minutes of the March or maybe that was February. I guess February meeting. So we have February and March to approve.
Mr. Secretary, can you...
Yeah, I think that's unnecessarily rude to say, are we ever going to...
No, let's just address
come on
the
with
question.
Come on, let's get
Richard,
this,
Richard.
Let's get this vote taken. Let's take this vote.
Richard.
Nancy
please.
On the stack, please.
Hold on. No, hold on. We're going to vote on this now. Nancy, go ahead. I'm not going to hear you screaming
yeah,
about
I just
you on the
by
stack.
Email my motion. I just sent my email on the motion. I moved at the minute.
Point of order. We're operating on another motion.
Nancy, thank you for sending, but we're voting now.
My motion is that if there are, that a key be provided, there are abbreviations. So if there's a point of order and she wants to put P of O, then just put a key at the beginning. P of
O. Thank you, Nancy, thank you, Nancy, please. We're in a vote. Please.
But that is a legitimate point.
Richard,
I'll
please.
Take the PO out and put point of order in. I'm sorry.
Richard will refrain from using three-letter abbreviations.
It wasn't Richard. I think it was Jane was secretary of some committee.
All right. We're not here to discuss that. We're here to vote on the motion. So, Richard, please.
Alan.
Are there any objections? That would save a roll call if you just asked that.
Ted objected.
Already been
no,
done.
No, I mean, to my
they're mind. Out of order, Nancy. We're voting.
Alan says yes to approval
Mr.
of the
chair. She put the motion yeah. there, and you Ridden. Gave her the floor.
She's how did you we're out of order. AJ, yes. Please stop yelling. Everybody,
yeah, you gave her the floor.
My goodness. Ridden. We have a lot to do tonight and tomorrow night, and this Ridden. Is what we're here to do.
Yes.
Ridden.
Yes.
Care. Castaneve.
Stop that disrespect.
What are
no.
we voting on?
No.
What are we voting on?
Faust. What?
I say yes voting? To approval.
Faust.
Yes to approval minutes.
Yes, okay. Gardner?
No.
No. Hoyt? James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez?
Yes.
Yes. McPherson?
Yes.
Yes. Mama Sonia?
Yes.
Yes. Pratka?
Yes.
Yes. Sabar Naratomi? Nancy?
Abstain.
Scheidler?
Yes.
Yes. Shafto? Shafto? Stone? Thibodeau?
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes.
Yes, that's a yes.
Gotcha. Weinman?
Abstains.
Abstain. Weiskel?
Not voting.
Not voting? Okay. William?
Yes.
Yes. Willie?
Yes.
Yes. Young?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We got two no's and... Okay. 15 yeses and one abstention and one not voting.
Motion carries. The minutes are adopted. Thank you.
There are two abstentions, Sandy and Nancy. Richard.
Okay, so Nancy abstained
okay.
too.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy. Okay, we have a few minutes here, so let's hear from our task forces. Nisi, any update for us?
Not since, unless you know the update. Because when I went to look it up, it wouldn't let me, it just kept saying April. And
right.
That's not what I was looking up. I was looking up 52 on 52, and it wouldn't right. let me change April, so I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, the 52 for 52 campaign, as I explained in my email, was during March. So on April 1st, you had the true total as it would have been accounted for in our system.
So what I reported last month is the figure, unless some more funds have come in.
Yeah, it was a pretty good number. It was $14,000-$15,000 in total. So that was a stellar effort. So we'll look forward to the next one. And we all thank you for getting that going and making it so successful. Dr. Faust, do you have any update for us?
Hey, Sandy, none at this time. I'm sure next month I'll have a lot more.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Faust. Grant writing and these little mini fundraisers to organize and launch, there'll be gaps between collecting dollars on them. So we've seen our first gap coming up here.
Just for information.
Yes, Ted.
Can Dr. Faust give us a time certain the committee will be meeting so we who wish to participate can attend?
Dr. Faust? Yeah. Ted, I'll send out an email and we can all meet up through a Zoom call, like at an appropriate time and day for everybody.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And good internet would be great, probably too.
Truly.
Okay, it's 7:52 p.m. and what I'd like to do now is to go ahead and get public comment started for the 30-minute period if there are no objections from the board. And those from the public, if you're on Zoom, please raise your hand if you'd like to speak so that we can see you. The chat is really difficult. If somebody can monitor chat and if anybody sees a name in there.
A chair.
Anyway, Kat, Nancy? We're in public comment, so the board, please.
Yes, that's what I want to ask you about.
In the chat, you have.
Are you in the? Are you? Are? Pardon me.
In the chat, PK.
Okay, PK. Thank you. Appreciate that. So, Captain Tom, you had your hand up first. Please go ahead.
I'd like to relay my time for my esteemed colleague, PK McCary. Go ahead, PK.
Thank you, Captain Tom. I want to take a deep breath right now and think about all the ways we can make the world a better place than the world in which we live. And right now, we have a world that this pandemic of COVID is nothing compared to the pandemic of race relations. And I'm not going to beg you to be non-discriminatory or anti-racist because I don't think you understand what it is. The biggest problem is that I've been attacked. I've had things said about me that aren't true. And you could say, well, those are differences of opinion, but they're not. They are like 5,000 paper cuts, 10,000 paper cuts. They hurt, and they hurt a lot, but they aren't life-threatening, except for to the future of our station. I've been with KPFT for a long time, and I pretty much had my show taken away from me and then given back to me to appease, I guess, HR at the time. And in all that time, I have never spoken about the things that have happened over the years. I am talking about what is happening systemically in this country. And the perfect example is Judge Jackson, who's been confirmed as our next SCOTUS. 47 Republicans walked out in the middle of her confirmation, which is disrespectful. And yes, it was racist. Yes, it was discriminatory to her as a woman, not just a black woman. What KPFT is supposed to represent are the things in the mission. And we are not asking for you to like us. We're not asking for you to even agree with us. But we are asking for a kind of integrity that amounts to, I can trust what you say, even if I don't agree with it. It is not something that I want to continue to do. But here's the most important part. For the last 3 years, I've been working on a campaign to build coalitions and collaborate by building bridges. But I want to do it based on a seventh generation strategy. And that means that most of us won't even be around to recognize the impact of these kinds of meetings on the future of KPFT. You don't even begin to understand that as we take two steps back forwards, it is almost like we take 400 years backwards. And if you can't understand that what we are asking for, and I'm talking about as a Black woman, but also a person of color, as an elder in my community, that we look at studying non-discriminatory and anti-racist practices because it is there. And I'm sorry that the mission is not being fulfilled by us. I am willing to put myself in a position to introduce you to people that can help you study this aspect that is affecting our country and not just our station. And the children who come behind us, they have nothing to emulate because this is really tragic. You know, either we grow together or we perish together. And I have an urgency in asking you to do this, but I do realize one thing, that even if I don't get what I desire, the arc of the universe is long and it bends towards justice. And there are people who have been seeking justice from KPFT and have been denied.
Thank you. Captain Tom, you still have your hand up. You gave away your time, but do you have something to say?
Yes, I do. Mr. Chairman, thank you for the time. Esteemed colleagues of the LSD, I'd like to address the issue that Mama Sonia also pointed out, that there needs to be training in race relations for the station. And also I'd like to point out Mr. Weisel, if he has objections to me handling the outreach committee, why don't he just show up at meetings? I mean, you know, if you want to know what's going on, Ted, feel free to do so. I've sent you invitations and you have failed to respond to those invitations. So I will, you know, do my best to try to get you to join the committee. If you want to know what's going on, feel free to do so. I do give my reports every LSP meeting. There was one time I could not give my report because I was in the hospital and not able to function as committee chair. Therefore, if you're wishing to participate in these committees meeting, you may do so. I also want to point out that we are doing the best we can to promote the pledge drive. Robin is doing an excellent job. And I'd also like to shout out to Howard Reynolds, who did a wonderful job during the Park Car Parade. Thank you. That's all I have, Sandy.
Thank you, Tom. Anybody else in the public? I don't know if Nuri was on. He emailed me and said he was going to be on. Might want to say something. Nuri.